Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back, everybody, on this Thursday afternoon, a name that is familiar to those folks who pay attention to the media and those folks who've paid attention to this show. I've talked about Bill O'Reilly many times before. I've mentioned many times that I watched Bill's show a number of times, didn't always agree with Bill, but I found him a very compelling broadcaster, and he's on to address a number of points today, including another bestseller. Bill O'Reilly, Martin Dugard have had so much success with their Killing series. The latest is Killing the SS, and Bill O'Reilly is good enough to join us. Bill, let's start with the book. Tell me about the idea of the Killing series. Could you have ever envisioned this type of success, and why this particular topic now?
Okay. First of all, thanks for having me on, Chad. I really appreciate it. This is the eighth Killing book. It is the most successful nonfiction book series of all time. 17 million copies in print. All eight books have gone to number one on the New York Times bestseller list. So when I graduated from college, I got a job as a high school history teacher. And when I confronted the urchins down in Miami, that's where I taught, I could see that none of them cared about history at all, and there were people passing out. So I decided to make history come alive to these kids by personalizing it and making it fun and making it adventurous. And then I incorporated that style that I developed in the classroom on the page. I hired the best researcher in the world, Martin Dugard, and we started to write the books. I never thought the books would become the best, the best-selling series of nonfiction history in the world ever, but it happened. So now we have Killing the SS, which is about evil. And I noticed in the last 4 or 5 years a growing evil in America. And I said, how can I get the word out, like Paul Revere, that people need to pay attention to this evil, not look away from it, as the Germans did in the 1920s and 30s before World War II began. And so I decided to select the most evil thing that I've ever seen in history, and that is the Nazi regime and the Holocaust generated by a group called the SS, black-clad killers who roamed around slaughtering babies, women, and innocent people to the tune of tens of millions. So I wrote the book, and it has become number one, again, 3 weeks, number one on the New York Times bestseller list. People are starting to figure out that evil is in play in our country, and we need to understand it.
When you approach a topic like this, which some people have paid attention to, but many others have not, what are you trying to convey to them which will cause people to pay attention, and also for those who have paid attention, that they will get some new information which they didn't already know?
I want people to confront evil. The cliche is, if you see something, say something. So if everyone would do that, we'd cut down on these insane shootings. Because all of these shooters, killers, have given signals off. Yet people tend to ignore them. In your neighboring state, Wisconsin, last week, Chad, there are a bunch of idiot high school kids giving the Hitler salute, the Nazi salute.
Yep.
You may have mentioned it.
Yep, have.
Okay? Well, I'd like to go to that high school and address the entire student body and say simply this. Imagine yourself in your house with your brothers and sisters and your mother and father, and all of a sudden your front door is kicked in, and 10 guys clad in black uniforms with a death's head insignia on their hat take you and throw you into prison, and 3 days later you're on a train where you're taken to a camp and murdered. Imagine that.
Yep.
That happened 75 years ago in Germany. And what's the biggest ethnic group in the United States? German Americans. There's no difference between us and them other than language. Now, could Nazism happen here? No. We have too many safeguards in place for that. However, the rise of evil is happening, and when you idiots give a Hitler salute, you're endorsing that evil. Do you not understand that? That's what I'd like to say to those people, and that's why I wrote Killing the SS.
Bill O'Reilly is with us. That is the latest book, the latest New York Times bestseller, Killing the SS. Let's talk about what is taking place. As we record this now, we do not have the court ruling yet from the White House and their decision on Jim Acosta and CNN. The basic idea is CNN arguing that the White House infringed on Acosta's First Amendment rights. The Trump lawyers saying that the White House has broad discretion, and if the president wants to exclude any or all reporters from the White House, he has the authority to do that. Where do you stand in this byplay between those two parties?
All right, on BillO'Reilly.com, where I do analysis every night, we were way ahead of this story. I called for the Trump administration to revoke Acosta's credentials before they did it. Now, some people say they monitor our BillO'Reilly.com. I don't know that for a fact, but there's been a lot of coincidences that point to that maybe happening. And it hurt me to say, I've been a journalist for 45 years. I am probably the toughest interviewer around. If you want to see my interviews with five presidents, you just Google Bill O'Reilly and whatever president you want, because I've interviewed him. But I was always respectful. I was tough. They're not cupcake interviews, but I was respectful. Jim Acosta is not respectful. He's not asking questions designed to elicit information for his viewership on CNN. He's there to provoke Donald Trump into saying something that would diminish him and his administration. That's why he's there. Now, Dan Rather did that to Nixon, but not nearly to this extent. So did Sam Donaldson and Ronald Reagan. But again, they didn't try to engage in debate as DaCosta does. They didn't ask a question. He says, you know that calling the caravan an invasion isn't true. What? I mean, you're implying the president's a liar. And as Trump said, no, I disagree with that. Okay, so Acosta is there for a reason. And the reason is that CNN's business model, and this is extremely important for all your listeners to understand, the business model of CNN and MSNBC is to destroy the Trump administration. That is what they're in business to do. The business model for Fox News is to defend the Trump administration. So no longer are you getting the news on cable news. You're getting a reality show. All right? And Acosta is a big part of that. So Trump had enough. And CNN's not banned. I don't know how the court thing's going to come out, but I know if it goes to the Supreme Court, Supreme Court would never rule the Trump administration doesn't have a right to regulate what happens on White House property. Certainly it has the right, the legal right to do that. It's not a freedom of speech issue because CNN still has representation there.
I have
been banished. Just one guy who is disruptive has been embarrassed.
Right. Now, I've made the point before on Acosta that I no doubt believe he likes and wants and craves a great deal of attention, and he does editorialize. But, you know, the president and the back and forth towards the media times, I find very disrespectful also in certain examples. Do you worry, though, that it sets a dangerous precedent, not just for this White House, but other White Houses going forward, where if they disagree with reporters A through Z, that they can just pick and choose about who is allowed to pose questions to the president at normal press conferences?
There has to be a reason to revoke a press credential. If you are a journalist disrupting a presidential briefing, whether it be the president himself or Sarah Sanders, that's the reason. An editorial reason would never fly, and the courts would be all over that. If it was just like, I don't like you, so you can't show up in the White House briefing room, you're going to lose all day long in the courts in this country. But if you are a disruptor, as Acosta obviously is, the White House has a right to impose decorum so that the press conferences can get to questions, not turn into a circus of accusation, which is what Acosta wants to do. But again, you know, I'm sympathetic to the press. I make my living by freedom of the press.
Sure.
And again, I mean, I give politicians from both parties no quarter. That's why we were number one for 16 years on cable news. Okay, I'm going to ask my questions.
Well, I'll jump in on that because
I'm going to be respectful to the office of the presidency.
Well, I remember on my show after one of your interviews, one of the two interviews, I forget which one, with President Obama, where you were direct and you jumped in at times, and I defended.
Absolutely.
I said, let's be honest, Barack Obama, an intelligent man, filibusters, and I had no problem with you trying to redirect the question. Is Acosta or are other reporters doing that when they feel like the president is either not telling the truth or directing the answer in a completely different direction from what the question was?
Look, if any politician, from the president on down, dodges a question, it is the reporter's responsibility to point that out. And it's not disrespectful to say, Mr. President, I believe you just dodged the question. What I really like to know is this. That's not disrespectful. All right? But to say to a sitting president, hey, you know that migrant caravan is not an invasion. You know that. Come on. That's not a question. That's a statement. That's his opinion, Acosta's opinion. It's not what he's there to do. I said to CNN, give him a primetime show. Can't do any worse than the guys you got on now.
So
if
he was doing that as a part of a 7 p.m. Central Time show and
no
posed,
problem.
then it's very different for you than as a traditional White House reporter.
Look, when I interviewed President Obama live, all right, during the Super Bowl interviews, we had disagreements on certain things, but I didn't say to him, you're an idiot, or imply that, or a liar. I remember one time we were going back and forth about the Muslim Brotherhood, which President Obama supported in Egypt. And subsequently, it turned out that there had to be a military coup to get them out because they were killing so many Egyptians. That was after the fact. But while we were debating the Muslim Brotherhood, I looked at President Obama when he was giving me, well, this is why I'm not upset about it. I said, I looked him in the eye and I said, quote, they're pretty rough boys, Mr. President. That's all I said. It got my point across. And subsequently, he was absolutely wrong in supporting the Muslim Brotherhood, and I was right. But I didn't goad him or try to humiliate him. I basically said, they're rough boys, and anybody of any intelligence got my meaning. That's what you can do. But again, Acosta doesn't want to do that. He wants a pie fight. Chad, you know that.
Yep.
He wants a pie fight. So does CNN. So does MSNBC. They don't want to report the facts. They're not in the business of news transmission. They want a brawl.
Much like Fox, not much like some of the hosts on Fox will defend the president no matter what, right?
No, look, it's the same industry. It's the same industry. You make money attacking, you make money defending. A new study just came out, 90% of viewers of CNN and MSNBC vote Democrat. 95% of viewers on Fox vote Republican. That never happened when I was there, ever. We had a diverse audience across the board because we would take the individual story on its merits. And the Acosta story on its merits is the White House has a right to impose decorum in a press conference. That's what this is about. And ultimately, the White House will win legally.
Bill O'Reilly is our guest, another New York Times bestseller out with Martin Dugard, Killing the SS. Let me ask you about the departure from Fox, where you stand on it now. I know from quotes that you said at the time in some of the reporting from the New York Times that I never mistreated anyone. They reported on six different settlements that you and or Fox worked on towards individuals. Is there any point now, you know, a year plus later, that you would like to come out and say that I made a mistake and I want to apologize towards my treatment to certain individuals, or do you still feel like the reporting was unfair?
The reporting was desperately unfair. The truth was not sought. My attorneys and I are remedying these things in the legal system, not trying it on the media, never get a fair cut on the media, ever. All right, so I'm happy that I'm running my own news organization, BillO'Reilly.com. I don't have any corporate intrusion. I tell the truth. I analyze the stories as I always have, but I don't work for anybody. I'm the boss. I think the American people know what happened. Obviously, I've been very successful after Fox, and I'm just going to lay it there. I think that if you look at the big picture, you step back on what happened to Kavanaugh, what happened to a lot of other people, it starts to crystallize. This stuff has been weaponized, absolutely weaponized. And anybody doing any research into it knows the players involved in my case were far, far left and assigned to destroying me. Okay? That's the truth. There's no doubt about it. So I let the people decide. Always trust the American people. I'm happy where I am right now.
So I want to give you a fair shake in this because, as I said, I watched your show very often. Didn't always agree with it, but I gave you great deference as a broadcaster. This is just a silly little radio show in Minneapolis, but I want to give you that opportunity. Fox was extraordinary.
I don't mind the questions, but, I mean, it's very apparent if anybody took the time to look and see what that whole thing was, not just me, the whole thing, and how much money was involved there, how business decisions were made, all right? Every Me Too item has to be taken on an individual basis, all right? But that's not what's happening. But I really believe, Chad, that the American people saw in the Kavanaugh hearings what is in play here.
But let me,
they saw it with their own eyes.
But let me ask you about, because you were the number one show in cable for 16 years. You provided enormous value to Fox. You were still number one. If Fox believed the top people, who you had a very good relationship, believed these were false allegations, why would they force you out?
Because there was an internal struggle for power after Roger Ailes left that organization. And if you watch Fox today, it's not the same that it was. Everybody knows that. And also there were business interests overseas with Sky and a whole bunch of other things that impacted on whatever decision they made. But I did nothing that would warrant this action. And, you know, subsequently my contract was paid off. That was, you know, they had to do that legally, and they did it. So there you go.
One last thing, and then I'll let you go. You mentioned that you're working through the legal process, and I know you can't share all of this, but do you think at some point fairly soon, part of what you've alluded to here in our conversation and other interviews about this information coming to light will come to light?
I don't know, because the media won't report it accurately.
I think
I handed a story to the Washington Post a year ago, they wouldn't run it.
But if reports came out, but let me just finish this. If reports came out about, let me just finish. If reports came out, because you're still such a large figure, that individuals were lying about what they said about you, I think it still would be absolutely huge news.
You'd never get it. You never get it, and that's why we don't even try. We don't even try. My attorneys don't even try. We rectify these things in courts of law, okay? We don't care about getting it to the press because the press is never going to report it. Do you realize that Avenatti, after he got arrested, all right, MSNBC and CNN barely mentioned it?
That would be completely derelict in their journalistic duties if they didn't do that. It 100% should be reported.
Right. So if anybody thinks they're going to get a fair play, thinks the New York Times is going to actually write something that's fair after it's invested in my destruction, it's never going to happen.
You don't think other outlets that are sympathetic to you would do this, who feel like some of the Me Too movements? There are a lot of conservative outlets or objective outlets.
And they've already done it. They've already done it. And I'm very grateful to the people who have written the truth about the story. But on a mass level in America now, forget it.
Bill O'Reilly, our guest. We covered a lot of topics. Again, his book, available right now, New York Times bestseller, one of the series of success with Martin Dugard, Killing the SS. Bill, thank you very much for your time. I appreciate
it,
sir.
All right, Chad. Thanks for having me in. Bye.
Bill O'Reilly here on WCCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.